It is an historic day in Chicago, which just elected Lori Lightfoot, a former federal prosecutor, as Chicago's first African-American woman mayor. Lightfoot is also openly gay, and Chicago is now the largest U.S. city to ever elect an openly gay mayor. Lightfoot won a landslide victory, earning 74% of the vote against Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Here's Lightfoot speaking last night.
Today, you did more than make history. You created a movement for change.
Joining us now is WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos in Chicago. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Lori Lightfoot won this election by a wide margin. She got 74% of the vote, as we said. Now, you told us yesterday that she had the momentum, but how do you make sense of such a landslide?
I think the poll showed her up by 25, 30 points. Even Preckwinkle supporters knew that they were going to lose badly, that it would be a landslide. But this is the biggest margin of victory that any mayoral candidate has racked up since the days when the machine was really still churning on all cylinders in 2003 when Mayor Richard M. Daley got reelected with, I think, 78% of the vote. Lori Lightfoot won every one of the city's 50 wards, and Tony Preckwinkle only won a handful of the precincts around where she lives by the University of Chicago.
And by the way, you mentioned Richard M. Daley. There was a Daley who was running in this mayor's race, but was knocked out in the first round. So the machine obviously did not do well. Lightfoot, said that she was not part of the machine. What does she plan to do now?
Well, it's hard to say because nobody was able to pin her or any of the other candidates down really with a specific plan to deal with the huge financial problems that the city of Chicago has. We're talking about tens of billions of dollars in underfunded pensions. And without boring you with the details, it's just simply a matter of either raising more revenue or cutting. And it's been very, very politically unpalatable. It really, really diminished Rahm Emanuel's popularity over the last two terms in office as mayor to have to make cuts, close schools, close mental health clinics, raise taxes. So what will Lori Lightfoot do? She's discounted some of the options and come up with some options, but nothing close to balancing the books yet.
A significant issue in Chicago is the divide between the police and the black community following the 2015 police shooting of Laquan McDonald, an unarmed black 17-year-old. Here's Lightfoot talking about that this morning on Morning Edition.
The truth is that the nature of policing that has not adequately taken into account the segregation in our city and that race does matter has left many people feeling like the police are an illegitimate occupying force. And we got to change that around because literally lives depend on it.
So what does Lightfoot plan to do, or what do we know about what she plans to do to deal with the relationship between the police and the community?
She has experience in this area. You know, she worked under Daley's administration for the agency that would look at complaints. She was ahead of the Police Review Board, which is an oversight panel under Emanuel. But it's very difficult for a mayor because you're really stuck in the middle of a huge gulf here. She has supporters who are very pro-police. She has supporters who are even pro-Donald Trump. And how do you keep them happy as well as some of the progressives that have backed her? There are some people in the police accountability movement that don't believe that she will do what's necessary in that realm.
Dan, what about the history of all of this? She is going to be the first black female mayor ever of Chicago. There have been two African-American mayors in the city's history right around the same time, a few decades ago. And she will also be the first openly gay mayor of a city as large as Chicago in this country.
That's right. History was made. There had not been a black mayor for more than 30 years and something like 36 years since there was a woman mayor in Chicago. And there was only one woman who's been mayor before Lori Lightfoot out of the 50 plus mayors that will precede her. So it's a historic day. And I think that in this race is much more subtle, I think, than some of the tribal politics that we've had in Chicago over the decades. She started with a base really in the white, liberal, north side, lakefront wards, and then had to kind of introduce herself to African-American voters and had to rely on some other candidates that did well in the first round to endorse her and show her around the South and West sides.
What was the turnout like yesterday?
Turnout was very, very low. I think it might have been a record low. I'm looking for confirmation from the election board today, but not a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of apathy, actually, among the voters. I think it was about 30% of the registered voters who are themselves only about half of the eligible voters. So you're talking about a fraction of a fraction here. But she's claiming a mandate because she won big.
That's Dan Mihalopoulos, reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Dan, thank you.
My pleasure.